Self-Care with Louise Clark on iRadio.
It is Tuesday, so it's that time of the week that we love to catch up on all things beauty. Joining me to have a chat, of course, is our very own Clodagh McKeown. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me. How are you doing this week?
Hi, Louise. Thanks so much for having me. I'm good now. How are you?
I'm good. I have been trying out lots of new bits and pieces that I have been sent. I'm still loving the eyelashes with the eye glow that I was talking about last week. But, I mean, there's lots of bits and pieces. I suppose one topic that we want to cover is the weather hasn't been great. I mean, we were having a chat about festivals earlier on today, and I mean, every single festival that's been happening in this country has been a bit of a washout. We haven't had great weather, but at the same time, we still want to try and keep our faces and our complexions bright because it is summertime. But is there anything that you've been using, I suppose, that kind of keeps yourself a little bit rejuvenated during the summertime? Because at times it has been really hot, but at the same time it's also been like raining a lot, it's clammy, you know, you kind of don't really know what to wear, what to put on your skin. We know we have to wear the SPF and everything, but as well as that, you know, we just really need a bit of advice on how to look after ourselves even through this awful weather.
Yeah, Louise, you're so right. And like, it's so sad that we have to say we just came out of summer, or we're coming to the end of summer, and all we've got is rain and darkness and kind of a gloomy looking sky. So our skin is really lacking the sun and all the vitamins we get from the sun. But yeah, something I've been using for a long, long time now actually is the Image Skincare Illuma Intense Brightening Serum. I love this because it really does what it says on the tin. Like, it doesn't lie to you. You have your pump or whatever, and you place it under your eyelids. And I usually do this when I go to bed because I wake up feeling pretty nice in the morning, and you can visibly see how brighter your skin is.
Yeah.
And so I use it at night, and I thought that made such a difference to my skincare routine, because not only does it like brighten your dark circles under your eyes, it protects you against sun damage the next day as well, and it's really hydrating, and it'll give you a lot of vitamin C that you're lacking from obviously getting no sun. So that's something I would definitely recommend people get, like, if you want to really treat yourself, because look, it's not very cheap, but if you are looking for something to treat yourself with, I would recommend that. It does what it says on the tin, and it will clearly brighten your face.
So another thing I wanted to talk about, and I know we haven't had, you know, the best of sunshine, but at the same time, anytime I'm in the car, and I've learned the hard way, because like I said, no more with your hands feeling like they're burning up a little bit when you're in the car, my arms do as well. So like today, when I was in the car, stuck in the car for ages, I just made sure that I put on a little bit of sun protection on my arms, because when you're wearing a short t-shirt or that type of thing, you know, it's so important to just make sure that you're kind of protected. So I was trying out this new Protecting Care Sun Oil Body. Now when I saw this, I was like, am I really going to put oil on my body for the sun? But I have to say, the consistency is so lovely. You know, when you have a shower and you might put on a body oil or something like that, and it sinks into the skin, this is the same type of consistency. It's by Ivana Breen, and it's a sun oil body, sun protection. You only need a couple of pumps. It's an SPF 50 in a body oil. And, you know, I just think it's so nice that you can try something new. She's on Instagram, Ivana Breen. It's an SPF 50, obviously protecting you from UVA and UVB for a full 8 hours as well, which is great. So, I mean, that's yeah. I'm definitely going on holidays at some point, but it might not be until November. But hopefully, if there's any sunshine at all, I'm packing this in the bag and I'm going to bring it with me.
100%. I actually love hearing such wild things like that, because when you say an oil for SPF or anything, you're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, is that actually a thing? But then obviously with the technology now and like how products are adapting, you can get SPF in literally every kind of consistency and cream, spray, oil, everything.
Yeah, 100%. Is there anything else new that you've been trying out, or anything that you think our lovely self-care listeners would be excited to hear about?
Well, something that I am and like I'm so excited, I can't even control myself. I'm so excited to try this for next week. And we've not mentioned it in any kind of self-care episode so far, but it's actually a teeth whitening kit.
Ah.
So this is here. Yeah, I actually got this so long ago, months and months ago, and I didn't try it yet. So it's by the Teeth Whitening Fairies, and it's a premium take-home kit.
Okay.
So did you ever see on like Instagram or TikTok these guys, and they go around with like a gum shield, like UV light in their mouth? And
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
So that's basically what this is. Here it is here.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And so you'll put the little gel stuff in that, and it'll turn on in your teeth and whiten it really well. So I'm really excited to use that. Hopefully it will work. And it's just like a great alternative to going to the dentist. Obviously you should go to the dentist and get your teeth. Just as like a maintenance step to have this at home. And like this is really good as well, because there's powder and kind of a different type of toothpaste to keep your teeth white. So I'm really excited to try that, and I'll fill you in on how I get on next week.
You won't need any like ring light when you're on next week, because your teeth will be so bright.
And that's upgrading me for anything else, and I just won't be happy.
Well, I have something, right? If you're listening, obviously you won't be able to see this, but make sure you check out our social media, because you will be able to see this on our video. But have you any idea what this thing is, right? I'll give you a really good close-up. Now, it looks like a bit of a funny kind of contraption.
That looks crazy, Louise.
It looks like a little bit of an anchor type thing.
What would you even use that for, honestly?
So, right, there's a new product out. And you know the way Charlotte Tilbury was mad about cryotherapy, right? And, like, you hear it a lot. People are talking about cryotherapy, and it's great for, like, depuffing and all of this kind of stuff. Now, when I saw this, I saw it online. And then just by chance, I actually got sent it. I was like, ah, this is so cool. So it's actually like a cryo device. So it comes in a little box, right? And it's like elevate your beauty routine. It's by that brand Solista. They do like face masks and all of that kind of stuff. You know the different coloured face masks that you'll see? But you get this serum, and you also get this device. So you take off the top of the device, and you literally like put the serum in. You put the serum on top. You know, you put it in, and then you press it. Now I'm going to make sure it doesn't go all over my laptop. And then you see the serum coming out, and then you literally like massage it into your face. It looks a little bit like, I don't know what it looks like, but like I've been using this for the last couple of evenings. I'm not going to lie to you. I had such a crazy week between last week and like the weekend that I was like, wasn't sleeping properly. I wasn't getting enough rest, and I had a couple of places that I needed to go. And like, I actually use this, and like the way it feels really cold, right? So obviously that's where the cryotherapy comes from.
Yeah.
And it's called Cryo Cool. It's a skin tool to soothe, depuff and lift for a healthy, radiant glow. And I have to say, like, I feel like underneath my eyes, like where you would be really puffy, they just kind of feel lovely. Now, I'm a person that would have used the, you know, the ice globes underneath your eyes, yes, all of this kind of stuff. But I'm going to stick with this for using it every evening, you know, just before I, you know, go to bed and put on all my serums and stuff. But I'm really liking it. I have to say, I love a gadget. I absolutely love a gadget. And I'm going to stick with this one. Oh, absolutely. It's the Cryo Cool Skin Tool. You're going to have to try it out and see what you think of it.
I'm so excited. I really want one now, but like, I really didn't expect it to be what you've just described. It looks so crazy to me. But I love that, because like, you know when you wake up and your face is so puffy and stuff, and you just feel like, oh, bloated or something. I feel like that would really help your face to just calm down a little bit.
Yeah, and you could totally do it in the car sometimes. Like a lot of the time, you know, before I come into work, I could literally be doing my makeup in the car 15 minutes before. You know, and even if you had your moisturiser on. If you, you know, did this while you're sitting in the car park, if you've got 15 minutes to spare before you have to go into work, you know, you could just like, you know, de-puff a little bit underneath and just take 5 minutes. You're listening to your meditation, your cryo-cooling. I mean, why not? We might as well.
That is the epitome of self-care now. Meditation and your crypto-cool... Was it crypto?
So it's cryo cool. You know, cryo-cool. I think it gets the word, the name from. Have you ever done one of those cryotherapy chambers where you basically get into like either it? It's kind of like, it looks a little bit like a sauna, or you can dip into it and it's absolutely freezing. It's like minus whatever it is. And you go in and it like wakes you up and everything, and you're just, you feel a lot better for the day. I did it once and I was like, oh my God, this is so difficult. But you do feel great.
Yeah, I do like the, it's kind of like ice baths and stuff like that. I haven't done the cryotherapy, but I love the ice baths, although it does take a lot to actually get in it. But once you're in there and you're out, you kind of feel, oh, I'm really refreshed, you know?
Absolutely. What are you, so you're going to be coming back to us next week with pearly white teeth after trying your fabulous teeth whitening kit. I have no idea what I'm going to try for next week. I'm going to keep going with my cryo cool to try and just de-puff and de-stress. I think that's what I'm going to try. And maybe I actually have been drinking so much water over the last week or so, and I'm really feeling it in my skin and my face and my sleep. So I'm going to maybe continue doing that, doing my cryo cool, and I'll fill you in. I just, the quality of sleep I'm getting just because I'm drinking like 2 litres of water a day is unbelievable. It's actually, I don't know why I'm the age I am now and I never listened to anybody when they said drink 2 litres of water. It just seems like a foolproof idea as to how you're going to feel better.
It's really like the simple things that work the best, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I hope you have a fabulous self-care week ahead. And yeah, if anybody wants to find you on Instagram or if they want to catch up with you, where is the best place to go?
Yeah, so you can get me on Instagram, it's at Clodagh McKeown _, and then on TikTok as well, at Clodagh McKeown. So thanks a million, Louise, and you have the best self-care week as well.
Yeah, I absolutely will. And you can find me on Instagram, Louise Clark Radio, and listen, we will be trying and testing out more bits and pieces, and if you've anything you'd like us to have a little look at or get an expert on, you can let us know. Thanks, Clodagh.
Thank you, Louise.
The Hub Self-Care with Louise Clark on iRadio.